This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abaim. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. And we are up to Simen Sadi Beis, Sif Beis. Simen Sadi Beis, Sif Beis. Again, yesterday we learned Lechatchila one should not daven until they're boydek themselves. Boydek themselves, I do not think just means say, well, do I have to go or not? It's something more than that. It's a concerted effort to see if one is able to relieve themselves. Sif Beis says, in the emtsa tefilas nisar leitav, let's say middle of davening, the person had an urge. Yamid atzma et shigmar v'layafsik. You should hold yourself back until you finish, and you should not interrupt. So the first clause was speaking about if you had an urge in the middle of Shemana Esrei. But if during Kriya Shema and the Brachos you had an urge, Bein Lektan and Bein Lekdoilem, Koyre Kedarkoi, then you read it like usual. Let's see what that means. Hagah. Says Rama, as long as you don't have such a strong urge that there's an issue about teshaktzu, otherwise, it's better to interrupt. Says the Tshuvas Harajba, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Tshuvas Harajba, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Pasak de Mutter. The Rajba paskins its Mutter, Utshumas Hadeshin, Pasak de Asur. Vitzarch Lechalik Kach. And you have to make this difference. We'll see what that means. If you want to interrupt and urinate, you can. So let's start one statement at a time. The first statement is, if in middle of Shemina Esrei you had an urge, you should hold yourself in until the end of Shemina Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'emsa, Ratzalo Badak Atzmai. Before davening, you checked yourself. And you did not have an urge. Or you before davening you checked yourself and you went to the bathroom. Or you didn't have to go at all. Therefore, if afterwards you had an urge even to defecate, you're not to interrupt. So if either a person checked himself and he did go to the bathroom, or he had no need to, and it only came up in the middle of the davening, you don't have to interrupt the middle of Shemana Esrei, even if someone has an urge for a gedolim. What if somebody feels he needs to go to the bathroom, but he's constipated? Should you daven or not? No. Shouldn't. Says Rav Vosner, Mitzvah lenakos atzma ayde sam hamishalshal. Take something that you could go. Better not to daven if you're constipated. Or like Rav Miller would say, eat an apple before you go to sleep and drink a glass of water, and in the morning you'll see the Yeshua. Okay, that's what Rav Miller would say. Okay. Now, Okay, other diseases, speak to your local Orthodox rabbi. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Upashit al achar shasim shmana esrei asur loy lahamad atzmai oid v'loy mar kedusha. This din, basically, what is this halacha? That if the urge comes in the middle of shmana esrei, you continue the shmana esrei, you're grandfathered in. Your shmana esrei is grandfathered in. But only your shmana esrei, but not kedusha. Don't wait around. Oh, let me chapa kedusha. Nah. As soon as the shmana esrei goes, is over, you gotta go. You're not to hold yourself back and say kedusha ki zehu inyan achar. Kedusha is a different subject. Like we said in Simen Nun Hey Sif Gimel. What did we say in Simen Nun Hey Sif Gimel? There the Rama said with minyan. Basically, you know, if you had a minyan and you lost the minyan, you could finish Chazar Sasha, you could finish Shemana Esrei, but you could finish Shemana Esrei, but you can't start Chazar Sashatz. So in other words, the Chazar Sashatz is considered Inyan Acher. That's what we learned in Siman Nunhei, where the Mechaber says, if you started Avos and people go out of the Minyan, you could finish even Kedusha. I assume that means in Hischel Avos, it's talking about the Avos of Chazar Sashatz. Yeah, but if you just started the silent Shemana Esrei, you cannot start Chazar Sashatz. Siv Katan continues the Mishnah Berurah. Upashat. One second. If you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes, then ayin le'el b'siv katan zayin, whether you are allowed to say dvarim shabakdusha. Right? Remember the Shari Tshuva says, even if you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes, you still should not say dvarim shabakdusha. However, remember the Rama said that Kohen Nitzrach l'nekavav asar afilu b'divrei Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah brought an opinion, if you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes, Dvarim Shebekedusha are mutter. The Shari Tshuva said that l'chatchila, even if you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes, Dvarim Shebekedusha are not mutter. By the way, just to review, that means if a person's in the middle of learning and they could hold themselves in for 72 minutes, the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out that one should be machmer and go to the bathroom. That's the opinion of the Shari Tshuva. Earlier on in Siman Vav, the Mishnah Berurah only brought the opinion of the Shari Tshuva. In this Siman, the Mishnah Berurah also brings an opinion of the Prima Gadim that if you hold yourself in 72 minutes, then you don't have to interrupt. Reb Chaim Knievsky explains what that means is that b'makom tzorech you could be mekel like the Prima Gadim. But if you don't have a specific need and you're in the middle of learning, it sounds like you should go to the bathroom. All printed stories withstanding. I don't know, the story that I saw, it sounded like the person had a specific issue. You know, he called it an issue. The word he used was issue. Anyway, I will follow the Mishnah Berurah and what Reb Chaim writes over any English story. That's the bottom line. If somebody's in the middle of learning and they have to go to the bathroom and they could hold it in 72 minutes, they should go. Okay, Siv Katan Tes. V'im b'shas Kriya Shema u'Berachaseh Nesar. So what if this happened during Berachas Kriya Shema? V'ratzolaymer after b'Kriya Shema u'Berachaseh yachaleilech m'makam zel m'makam acher li'panei sham o'y l'hato mayim. Meaning, even though during Kriya Shema and the Brachas, you could go from this place to a different place to defecate or to urinate, u'chamay shemasayim v'soif hasif, afilu hachi im huroitza hu yachalikrois kedarkoi vein tzarach lahafsik. Why? Kivan de mikoidem badak es atzmai. So it's very interesting. If you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, you're required to hold yourself in. If you're in the middle of Kriya Shema Berchaseha, then you read it kedarkoi, koire kedarkoi. Meaning you could continue. Why? You're also grandfathered in. You're also grandfathered in. As long as you're not violating Baal Tishaksu. Otherwise, it's better to interrupt. And if you want to go to the bathroom, you can. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ayin v'ber halacha de'bayarnu de'ein mutar rak ad Shemana Esrei." Look in the Ber Halacha, who explains that it's only mutar up till Shemana Esrei. You're only grandfathered in up to Shemana Esrei. Aber Shemana Esseh du Inyan Acher Asr Loi Leimer. But Shemana Esseh, which is a different Inyan, you know how to say, Kivan du Tzrach L'Nakavav. Ah, you're going to lose out being Soymech Gula L'Tfila. So you say, so schedule your bathroom trip to Tzor Yisrael. What if you already said the words Gaal Yisrael and you realize you have an urge to go to the bathroom and you could hold it in 72 minutes? You still go to the bathroom. It's better to go to the bathroom, even if you could hold it in for 20 hours, than to be Soymech Gula L'Tfila. Therefore, it's better if you're going to go to the bathroom for Shemana Esrei to be mafsik in the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv and to go out. Meaning, better to schedule your bathroom trip not by Gaal Yisrael. Better to schedule the bathroom trip bein haprakim. The Dirshu points out there is no Bein HaPrakim after Shema until Shemayna Esrei. So what does Mishnah Berurah mean to schedule Bein HaPrakim? Bein HaPrakim means of Kriya Shema itself. Let's say a person has an urge before he starts Berachos Kriya Shema. Nira da asr loy lemar shuv ha-Berachos Kriya Shema kodim shiyev dekes atzmai. It's asr to say the Berachos Kriya Shema until you check yourself. Im kain, based on what we learned, that Baruch Hu is connected to Baruch Hu's Krishma. V'achar Baruch Hu nechshav ke'emtza perak shal yotzer. Once you say Baruch Hu, it's like be'emtza perak. Im nis'oyer lo'y tava b'soyf psukah de zimra. If a person has an urge at the end of psukah de zimra, asr lo'y leimar Baruch Hu. They're now to answer Baruch Hu. Dehu inyan achar. Unless you could hold yourself in a parsa, you can rely on the lenient opinion, the chanal besif katan zayin, that it, when you could wait 72 minutes, you're allowed to be lenient and answer dvarim shebe kedusha. That's the machlokes shari tshuva and the prima gadim. Namely, listen to this scenario. If a person had an urge at the end of Psukah de Zimra, and the Chazan says Baruch Hu, are you allowed to answer the words Baruch Hu es Hashem Ha'mavayrach Le'elam Vayr? Baruch Hashem Ha'mavayrach Le'elam Vayr. So it depends. If you can't hold yourself in 72 minutes, you can't answer those words. If you could hold yourself in 72 minutes, then you could be soymich on the lenient opinion of the Prima Gadim and answer the words of Baruch Hashem Vayrach Le'olam Vahed. That's what we mentioned earlier, that Reb Chaim Knievsky said that here the Mishnah Berurah brings a lenient opinion because with Makom Tzorach you could rely on the opinion that if you could hold yourself in 72 minutes, you could answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. Okay, friends, we'll hold it over here, okay? Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.